my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I am your host, Spencer, and welcome to episode F17. It's a wonderful one. Please rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts. Listen to it, subscribe to it, download all the episodes, watch on YouTube, click, like, subscribe, comment, all those wonderful things. You can contact me, dictionarypod@gmail.com. You can call the Google Voice number, leave a message, I'll probably put it in a show. You can buy merchandise, the link is in the show notes. You can join the Patreon for $1 a month, which will get you early episodes, maybe some exclusives if I get around to doing that. And what are the other things that I'm supposed to say? I don't know. I think that's it. That's fine. Let's go on to talk about this one word in this episode. One word. Three forms of the word fall. Fall to fall. Here we go with the word fall. F-A-L-L. That's how you spell it. Okay, so the first form is a verb from before the 12th century, and we are starting with intransitive. Number 1a, to descend freely by the force of gravity. Oh, I am so glad that they got just the most perfect, best definition right up there, right in front. To fall, no, they don't use the word in the definition. To descend freely. There's nothing stopping you, slowing you down. You're not attached to a parachute. Now, technically, there's like air resistance and that, but like it's not really enough to stop you. So you're descending freely by the force of gravity. The force of gravity is what is pulling you towards the center of the Earth. The bigger a mass is in space, the more gravity it has. And oh, we'll have to have a whole fun conversation about gravity when we get to the G's. But that is fall. Falling. Okay, 1B. Have I ever fallen? Oh, yes, I have absolutely fallen. We've all fallen over. Trip and fall. Just yesterday, I was talking about falling from a plane doing skydiving. We jumped out and we descended freely by the force of gravity, and then we opened the parachute and we descended not so free. We still were falling, but it was not so freely because the parachute really slowed us down a lot, and it is wonderful up there, I should tell you. 1B, to hang freely, as in her hair falls over her shoulders. When your hair is long enough to descend freely by gravity, it just falls over your shoulders. I do not have long hair anymore. Back in high school, I had long hair that fell freely over my shoulders when I let it out of its ponytail. It was often in a ponytail. 1C, to drop oneself to a lower position. As in, fell to his knees. Yeah, okay, fine. You're dropping yourself to a lower position. It's a very specific example to a very specific definition. Now, can you say, like, he fell to a lying down position? I don't feel like that's really something we say. Fell to his knees, just dropped down and smacked his knees on the ground. And he said, ow, why did I fall to my knees? 1D, to come or go as if by falling. To come or go, as in darkness falls early in the winter. Yes, it does, because of the position of the Earth in relation to the sun. The days are shorter, and darkness falls. So, to come or go, darkness is coming, darkness is going, I guess, darkness falls. So poetic. Darkness falls early in the winter, and then everybody wants to go to sleep, and we get a little depressed, most of us. Number two is to become born. Really? To become born? This is usually used of lambs. The lamb fell? Well, a lot of animals, when they're giving birth, they're just standing up. So yes, literally, the baby falls to the ground. Elephants, their baby, unless they're laying down, I think maybe they're often laying down. If they're standing up, though, the babies have a pretty long way to fall. Same with giraffes. Probably dinosaurs, too. But sometimes I think they lay down. Who stands up when they're given birth? Some people, probably. I mean, some living things. I didn't mean to say people. But people are included in that. To become born. So lambs, oh, the lamb fell. How do you use this? That lamb fell down. Go boom. The lambs are falling from the sky. The lambs keep on falling from the skies. 3A. To become lower in degree or level. As in, the temperature fell 10 degrees. It went down. That's pretty much what falling is. It's just going down. The temperature fell 10 degrees. When it is about 80 degrees, I wish the temperature would fall 10 degrees. I prefer the high 60s-ish. In Fahrenheit, of course. I don't know what that is in Celsius. 3B. To drop in pitch or volume. To drop in pitch or volume. As in, their voices fell to a whisper. We got very quiet when we went to a whisper. Also, when we went from high pitch to low pitch, our voices are falling in pitch. That's it. 3C. The synonyms... Oh, we have the 1A and 1B definitions for the word issue. As in... wisdom that fell from his lips. Blah. I have so much smart things to say. Blah. I was falling out of my face. Issue. Blah, blah. Wisdom that fell from his lips. So it's just like coming out, right? It's just coming out in this context. 3D is to become lowered, as in her eyes fell. They fell out of her face. Plop, plop. No, they just became lowered. Like when I look at the book to read, my eyes have to fall down lower like that so I can see what I am reading. 4A, to leave an erect position suddenly and involuntarily. We did not mean to, and it was quick. As in, slipped and fell on the ice. I mean, so isn't that basically the same as the 1A definition, to descend freely with the force of gravity? But specifically, we're talking about you're standing up, and then all of a sudden, you are not standing up. And it was, you did not mean to do it. It was involuntary, and it was sudden. Oh, I've been there. I slipped on ice. I remember in maybe like first or second grade, third grade, something like that, it was winter time. The darkness had fallen in winter, and we had a sand pit. We would, you know, play in the sand or do like gym activities, long jump, whatever. We had a big old rectangle sand pit, and it froze in the winter. It got filled with, I don't know, liquid of some kind, water, maybe snow that melted, and then it froze. And before school, we were playing on the ice, and I slipped and fell and hit my head very, very hard. That explains so much. Slipped and fell on the ice. 4B, to enter as if unawares. The synonyms are stumble and stray. as in fell into error. Okay, what is this again? To enter as if unawares. I am coming into the situation and I don't know what is happening. What is going on? I don't understand this sentence, this example, fell into error. I just happened to make a mistake. I just happened across. I don't know what it means. I'm so sorry. But yes, like sort of, oh, I just fell upon this thing. I fell upon this, like gum was invented. They fell upon gum. There's so many things have been invented on accident. Silly putty. It's not gum, but it looks like gum. Don't eat silly putty, please. So maybe that sort of, that's the idea. Like you just stumbled upon a thing by accident. 4C is to drop down wounded or dead. Law, especially to die in battle. Yep, the troops fell. They all fell down because they were shot dead. They killed, stabbed, blown up. And what happens? You have no muscles to keep you up, and so gravity pulls you down. 4D, like I said, we have one word in this episode. This is going to go on a while. 4D, to suffer military capture, as in, after a long siege, the city fell. Maybe not literally. They didn't necessarily make the buildings fall down, but it fell to someone else's hands. We just used that word in that way. Military capture. 4E, to lose office. Yeah, this is all about like getting leaving something, losing something. As in, the party fell from power. The political party fell from power. They lost their office. They lost their political position. And so they fell to someone else's hands, just like the city fell to somebody else's military hands. 4F, to suffer ruin, defeat, or failure, as in, the deal fell through. It fell through. They didn't like my deal. It wasn't successful enough. They didn't think this podcast would be successful, and they were right. To suffer ruin, defeat, or failure. Number 5, to commit an immoral act, especially to lose one's chastity. Well, there's no example. Do you literally mean like to lose your virginity? To lose your chastity? You're not chaste anymore? And that, of course, as everybody knows, is an immoral act. That is what they say. So there's no example. So fell what? You fell to the immoral acts, the immoral people, the immoral ideas, fell to ruin, fell to, I don't know. I'm sure there's some example in there I've heard of, but they didn't give an example because they were probably like, oh, we can't do that. Number 6A is to move or extend in a downward direction, as in, the land falls away to the east. Move or extend. So I guess if you're maybe on a hill in the west and you're looking to the east and the land literally just goes down as you're looking to the east, it goes down, 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 down. A hill, a cliff, whatever. The land falls to the east. 6B, the synonyms are subside and abate, as in, the wind is falling. It is abating, subsiding. There is less wind now than there was before, so the wind is falling. 6C, to decline in quality, activity, or quantity, as in, production fell off. They stopped making so many of those things, maybe because there was less demand. So they're like, well, we don't need to make as many, so we're not going to make as many toys. And so production fell off. Less quality, less activity, less quantity, any one of those things could be falling. 6D, to lose weight, And this is used with the words off or away. Away with you, wait. Fall off. So yes, fall off or fall away. The pounds are falling away when you change your diet, when you eat healthier, when you exercise. Maybe you're taking a medication. Somebody recently said that I look like Seth Rogen after he took Ozempic. Seth Rogen, I think he's looking pretty good. I think he's in pretty good shape. He fluctuates a little bit, it seems like. But I follow him on social media, and I think he's doing pretty well. And then literally days later, somebody else said, "Oh, hey, Seth Rogen, you got skinnier." Ha 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 ha. So if I am Seth Rogen, the pounds fell off. Where are we? 6E. 6E. To assume a look of shame, disappointment, or dejection, as in, his face fell. You need the video for this one. I have a look of shame, disappointment, or dejection. You are dejecting me. Yeah. 6F. To decline in financial value or price, as in, stocks fell sharply. Just recently, I'm recording this in the beginning of August, and just recently there was a huge stock falling thing, so the stocks fell sharply. They declined in financial value or price, which is kind of the same thing. 7A, to occur at a certain time, as in, her birthday falls on a Monday this year. I think my birthday falls on a Tuesday this year. The day after Labor Day. It falls on this day. It happens at a certain time. 7B. To come by chance, as in a job that fell into his hands. Oh, isn't it great when things just fall into your lap, fall into your land, your hands, fall into your face? Unless it's something hard and then you have a black eye. Okay, 7C, to come or pass by lot, assignment, or inheritance, as in devolve. Sorry, the example, the synonym is devolve, as in it fell to him to break the news. It was his job, his lot, his assignment, his inheritance. He inherited the job to break the news. It was probably bad news. Usually when you say break the news, it's probably bad news. It fell to him to break the news. Well, I am sorry to tell you, it has fallen on my shoulders to be the one to tell you that this podcast will keep on going. I'm sorry, that's bad news. 7D, to have a certain or proper position, place, or station, as in, the accent falls on the second syllable. Second syllable. So to have a certain or proper position. So yes, the accent, when you are accenting something, you are emphasizing a certain syllable. And so that accent happens in that certain position. Okay, number 8. To come within the limits, scope, or jurisdiction of something. As in, this word falls into the class of verbs. This word, what word could fall into the class of verbs? Walk. Walking. That's a verb. Okay. So it comes within the limits. There's a limit of scope. There's a scope of what verbs are. Verbs are action words. Something is happening, and so that is the limits, the scope, trying to find where these words are, or the jurisdiction. What is the jurisdiction of verbs? It's the jurisdiction of action. Number nine, to pass suddenly and passively into a state of body or mind, or a new state or condition, as in, fell asleep. Also as in, fall asleep, technically, or also is in fall in love. When you fall in love, you're in a state of love. It's a new state than you were in, which was not in love before. Or fall asleep. Oh, I love falling asleep. Recently, the last like 4 days, I have not been able to fall asleep so well. I'm in and out of sleep all night, and I don't enjoy that. Not at all. It stretches things out. I'm doing pretty well for really not sleeping all the way through the night for the last 3 or 4 days. I think I'm doing okay. I'm feeling all right. So maybe it's not that bad. But sleep is very important. It is very important to fall asleep at a regular time and get the right amount of hours that you need. Let's go fall asleep. Let's go fall asleep. Everybody's sleeping now. Come on and go sleeping with me. Number 10, to set about heartily or actively, as in fell to work. That seems like an odd example. To set about heartily, well, now let's go to work. We are heartily and actively going to work. I am so excited to go to work. I have gotten a good night's sleep. I fell asleep, and now it is work time. So let's fall to work, fell to work. Interesting. That's why it's number 10 out of 11. Number 11, the synonyms are strike and impinge, as in music falling on the ear. The music strikes my ear, hits the eardrum, and the signals go into the brain, and then it makes me happy, and then I fall in love with the music. Falling on the ear. Yep, that's just how we use it, I guess. So, all of those were intransitive. We have one transitive definition, which is the number one definition for the word fell, F-E-L-L. Now, is this like when you fell a tree? I believe I've heard that before, so maybe that's what it is. And I guess you're just going to have to wait a little while until we get to the F-E's to talk about fell. Okay, now, before we go to the second form of the word fall, we have a bunch of phrases for this verb fall. Okay, so the first one, there's three versions of it. It is fall all over oneself, fall all over oneself, or fall over oneself, or fall over backward. Okay, this means to display great or excessive eagerness. I am so eager to fall asleep. I'm falling over myself backwards to get into the bed so I can sleep. I have fallen in love with sleep. Fall all over oneself. Fall over oneself. Fall over backward. I feel like the second two are ones I've heard more. Fall over, more, maybe more over, more fall over backward. He's falling over backwards to get to the store to buy the new toy. Okay, now we have the phrase fall apart. Number one, the synonym is disintegrate. Yeah, just literally falling apart. Blah, 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 blah. Of course, the first example I can think of when I think of disintegrate is all the people in the Marvel movies. They disintegrated with the snap and they fell apart into pieces. Number two is to succumb to mental or emotional stress. This is the exact opposite of number one. Number one is a very physical disintegration of the physical being, the physical body, the physical thing. But this one is the mental, emotional state of falling apart. Oh my God, I'm falling apart. I can't deal with this. There's so much anxiety. I'm so nervous about the thing. I don't know what I'm doing. Ah, I'm falling apart. That's what it is. We've all been there. I'm trying not to ever be there, but it happens. The synonym there is breakdown. I'm having a breakdown. Next phrase, fall behind. And number one, to lag behind. So that's all it is. You're slow. Number two, to be in arrears. A-R-R-E-A-R-S. Is that when you're like late on your payments? I think that's what it is. You're falling behind on your mortgage payments. Don't do that. That's bad. Next phrase is fall between two stools. Fall between two stools. What does this mean? To fail because of inability to choose between or reconcile two alternative or conflicting courses of action. I have never heard of this phrase before. I am well aware of this feeling, of this situation, because I am so very indecisive. I don't know which to do. Do I do that action or do I do this action? I don't know. Does it matter? No, it doesn't. Just pick one. And that they call that to fall between two stools. Do I sit on that stool or do I sit on that stool? Oh my gosh. If I literally went to a bar and couldn't pick which stool to sit in, I would be falling apart. That it's just a stool. Just sit in the dang stool. I hope I never get to be that indecisive. This is a new phrase for me. We should use this one more. Oh, I have fallen between two stools. I don't know whether to eat breakfast or lunch. Okay, the next phrase is fall flat. This is to produce no response or result, as in the joke fell flat. I mean, I think it's pretty fair to say that this podcast has fallen flat. Oh, I love to be self-deprecating all the time. Next phrase, fall for, F-O-R. I think this is going to be about falling in love, maybe. Number one, to fall in love with. I'm falling for you. I'm falling for you, baby. The baby is my sleep. Number two, to become a victim of, as in, fell for the trick. Oops, you got me with that magic trick when you said that you knew my card. I did not think you knew my card. There is no way you knew my card, but I fell for it. Next is fall from grace. The synonym is the number one definition for the word backslide. And there's nothing else for that one, so it's just like, oh, you were slipping backwards. You are not in the good graces. You're getting worse, something like that. Next is fall home. Fall home. And that means to curve inward. This is used of the timbers or upper parts of a ship's side. So I guess you got a ship, and then I guess up where the deck is, right, the top of the ship, if the sides curve in more than just go up and down, I guess, they are curving inward and they fall home. That ship falls home. Weird. Next is fall into line, and this means to comply with a certain course of action. I'm going to tell you what to do. Please do this thing, and if you do it, then you are falling into line. This is often military, I feel like. Or it's definitely related to that, because they all get up in their lines. You got to make sure the lines are straight and even and all that good stuff. Next is fall on or fall upon. And this means to meet with. That's it, just to meet with, as in fell on hard times. Oh, we met hard times when we lost all of our money gambling. We met hard times so hard. It's like we slipped on ice and met the hard times with our head. Next phrase, fall on one's face. Probably literally or metaphorically, probably more metaphorically. It says, to fail utterly. Ooh, that is harsh. To fail utterly, you have fallen on one's face. Your face. Your face fell on the ice. And you met it. Your face met the ground. As in, the movie fell on its face at the box office. It was a bomb. It was a stinker. People didn't like it. They spent a bunch of money making a movie, which is hard work, and then nobody wanted to see it. Fall on one's sword. This means to sacrifice one's pride or position. you are sacrificing yourself. You are saying, I'm not so important here. Why don't you take the lead? I will fall on my sword for you. I will metaphorically put my sword on the ground and lean into the sharp end. Maybe it's the falchion sword that I am falling on. Fall on the falchion, so you can go do your thing. I am sacrificing myself for you because I have fallen in love with you. Next phrase, the last phrase, is fall short. Number one, to be deficient, like money. You don't have enough money. Number two, to fail to attain something, like a goal or target. I tried to shoot the target with my arrow, but I'm not so strong, and those things are really hard to pull back, and so my arrow fell short. Oh, we are not done yet. First, we have to talk about the etymology, which is from, Old English, fialan, which is akin to the Old High German fallen, which means to fall, and perhaps the Lithuanian word pulti, which maybe also means fall. I don't know. Nobody taught me Lithuanian. I have been asking, and nobody agrees. Hey, guess what? We now have the second form of fall. Oh, I gotta make a sound effect. We only get to make two sound effects today, and the sound is going to be... Fall, second form, noun, from the 13th century. Number one, we're just getting into that. Number one, the act of falling by the force of gravity. So the first one is the action, the descending freely. This one is literally the act. That's why it's a noun. The act of falling by the force of gravity. Fantastic. Number two, a falling out, off, or away. And the synonym is dropping, as in the fall of leaves, also as in a fall of snow. And the word dropping made me think of also the fall of bird poop. 2b, the season when leaves fall from trees. I think it is objectively the best season. It is not subjective. No. This is not an opinion. It is a fact. Everybody agrees that fall, or the synonym autumn, is the best season. You cannot change my mind. Not too hot, not too cold. It's beautiful. Everything is dying. Number 2C. A thing or quantity that falls or has fallen, as in a fall of rock at the base of a cliff. Because the rocks have fallen from the cliff, there was an avalanche, and so they are the stuff that has fallen, the fall of rock. Especially, though, one or more meteorites or their fragments that have fallen together. So when the meteor is coming through the sky, it hits the atmosphere and it breaks up into meteorites, all those little pieces, and then they fall, and then they are all called the fall, I guess. I should mention, there is a great movie called The Fall, made by, what is his name? I think it's just a one-word name, maybe with a T, and it's this very unique story about a stuntman in like the 30s, maybe the 1930s, telling a story to a little... He's in a hospital because he broke his leg falling, and he's telling a story to a sick girl and in this hospital, and the majority of the movie is her imagination of the story that he's telling her, and it is done so beautifully and uniquely in all these different parts of the world, and it's very beautiful and sweet. And then, of course, there's also a story about him and like his what's going on with him while he's telling her the story. And so it's a very interesting movie. And it was made over a very long time as this director could get funding. Watch the Fall. Okay, now we are at 2D1. The synonym is birth. We had the example before about the lambs falling. So I guess people call birth fall because they fall? I don't know. 2D2. R2D2. The quantity born, how many are born, this is usually used of lambs. Oh, how many falls do we have? We got 3 falls of lambs. 3 lamb falls. 3 falls, and they are lambs. 3A. A costume decoration of lace or thin fabric arranged to hang loosely and gracefully. This is a fall because it's falling. It's so graceful. It's loose. It's the fall. I've never heard of this one before. 3B. A very wide, turned-down collar worn in the 17th century. Oh, okay. We gotta look up a picture of this, don't we? I think we might. A very wide, turned-down collar. So what do we look up? Fall collar? Collar. No, I don't want a dog collar that has fall leaves on it. Maybe we put in 17th century. Here. Oh, wow. Is that what it's called, a fall? So we got a couple of different things here. There's one that's just it's a collar, but yes, it's very wide. It sort of flows down, I don't know, maybe 6 to 8 inches from the top of the collar. So that's one. It's just sort of white and silky, and there's a few versions. But then there's all, or some of them are very lacy, and they come down like to the shoulders, and they got points and stuff. They're like it's like you're wearing a doily around your neck, kind of. But then there's also those ones that are like a big old circle around, and it's sort of like the zigzag circly thing. Interesting. So they're called fall. All right. 3C is the part of a turnover collar from the crease to the outer edge. So there's a very specific part of the collar that is called the fall. The fall on the fall. 3D, a wide front flap on trousers, as those worn by sailors. A wide front flap. Well, I've heard of pants, usually pajama pants, that have the flap in the butt, but these have a flap in the front. I guess if you gotta pee, maybe if it's worn by sailors, I think that's what it said, that maybe they when they gotta pee over the edge of the fall part of the ship, the fall home, then they need just a big flap to open things up. And I think pants have changed since then. So they call that the fall? A wide front flap on trousers. That's the fall. Oh, I'm learning so much today. 3E. The freely hanging lower edge of the skirt of a coat. Because that's the part that falls down, I guess. 3F. One of the 3 outer and often drooping segments of the flower of an iris. One of the 3 outer and often... So there are parts of the iris that fall, of the iris, the flower, and because they're drooping, they're falling, and so they call it the fall. Not very creative names for this stuff, I think. 3G. Long hair overhanging the face of dogs and dogs of some breeds. Dogs of some breeds. Yeah, some of them, they just got hair that hangs down, that falls down. It's freely descending with the force of gravity. The dogs fall. So how do you say that in a sentence? Oh, it's overhanging the face. And I'm like, how do you see anything? Your eyes are covered. You need your bangs cut. You need your hair styled. You can't see from the fall. 3H. A usually long, straight portion of hair that is attached to a person's own hair. Are these extensions? Is that what this is? A long, straight portion of hair that it's attached to a person's own hair. I mean, I'm more, but extensions can be all sorts of types of hair. Straight, curly, whatever. But they, I guess sometimes they call it a fall because hair falls. Oh, number four. We got to number four. A hoisting tackle rope or chain. A hoisting tackle rope or chain, especially the part of it to which the power is applied. And I feel like this is probably a sailing term. Based on the words that I'm reading, that makes sense to me, and I don't know anything about that. 5A, loss of greatness, and the synonym is collapse, as in the fall of the Roman Empire. The cities fell, the empire fell, they lost their huge empire, which was just massive. Yes, that was a big loss of greatness. Now, I mean, were they great? They were going in, taking over other people's land. Is that great? I don't know. 5B, the surrender or capture of a besieged place, as in the fall of Troy. So this is the action of the city falling. Before we had the verb, the Troy fell. And so there was the fall of Troy. 5C, lapse or departure from innocence or goodness. There's no example there. Lapse or departure from innocence. Oh, you have like fallen from grace, right? Yes. Oh, you used to be so chaste. You had the chastity and now you have fallen with the bad people. You lost all of your morals and you have fallen. That's subjective. 5D, loss of a woman's chastity. Yeah, I mean, that's very much related right there. 5E, the blame for a failure or misdeed, as in, took the fall for the robbery. I didn't do the robbery, but they said I did, and I'm trying to help my friends who really did do the robbery. Why? I don't know. They're good people. They just were robbing things because they don't have any money. They were just trying to steal bread, but I'll take the fall for the robbery of bread because I like going to prison. 6A, the downward slope as of a hill. The synonym is declivity, which I guess is just a downward slope. I don't remember. 6B, a precipitous descent of water. The synonym is waterfall. Don't go chasing waterfalls. This is usually used in plural, but singular or plural in construction. So the falls, right? It's a waterfall because the water is falling from a very great height. I was just talking about waterfalls with somebody who I used to work with on social media because they were in Iceland briefly, and I was in Iceland a number of years ago, and they have so many waterfalls, and sometimes when we're really cool, we just call them the falls. Did you go see the falls? Oh, yeah, I saw the falls. The falls were so cool. They were all that water was falling, and it fell down. It fell from grace. They're very cool, and if you ever do get to Iceland, I suggest just finding all the waterfalls you can. They're not hard to find. I'm sure there are some that are hard to find, and those are probably pretty cool. But they got a ton of them, and one in particular that we found on our second-to-last day is Glymur, G-L-Y-M-U-R, and you got to hike. You got to hike up there to get there, but it's worth it. Ooh, it's so good. Yep, the falls. Ooh, I want to go see some falls. Ooh, our favorite falls that we have seen many times would be the falls in Snoqualmie, Washington, outside of Seattle, where it's the intro falls at the beginning of the Twin Peaks. It's the very famous falls for us Twin Peaks fans. Okay, we are on now 6C, a musical cadence is a fall. And I don't remember hearing about a fall in music, but I guess there's one. 6D, a falling pitch intonation in speech. When I talk like this, that is a falling pitch in my speech. When you ask a question, you are usually like, it's the opposite. You go, well, what is 2 plus 2? And that is a raising in pitch. And then you're like, oh, well, 2 plus 2 is 4. My pitch went down and it fell. 7, a decrease in size, quantity, degree, or value. It's the fall of the stocks. 8A, the distance which something falls. Oh, how far did it fall? How far did it fall? The fall of the bowling ball off the building was 3 feet. That's a very short building. 8B, synonyms are inclination and pitch. The pitch, now, it's interesting because an inclination is an inclination when you're going up it, but it is a declination, it's the opposite, going down. So why wouldn't they use those? It's the same thing, just backwards. 9A, the act of felling something. Ah, like the felling of a tree. When you fall a tree, you fell a tree, you chop it down, it goes down, and it falls. And you should probably yell timber or something. There's timber falling from the skies. That's what it's short for. Timber. 9B, the quantity of trees cut down. How many trees did you fell? There's this many. There's 10 trees. They're a fall. You have what? Do you say, I have a fall of 10 trees? I have 10 falls? 10 falls, maybe. You have 10 waterfalls? No, I have 10 trees that I cut down. I'm a beaver. 9C1, an act of forcing a wrestler's shoulder to the mat for a specified time. And the specified time, an example of that would be 1 second. There's no example. The fall, the act of forcing a wrestler's shoulder. I'm falling you to the ground. Whoa, 9C2, a bout of wrestling. Just one bout of wrestling is a fall, which I have never heard before because I don't follow the wrestling. Number 10, this is Scottish, and the synonyms are destiny and lot. What's your lot in life? What's your destiny? What are you supposed to be doing? It's your fall, I guess. I've not heard of that. I'm very curious about that one. The last word is the same word. It's the third form of the word fall, which is an adjective from 1677, and there is just one definition, which is of relating to or suitable for autumn, as in a new fall coat. This coat is so suitable and perfect for autumn. It is just the right amount of fabric to keep me not too cold and not too warm during the season, which is not too cold and not too warm. It's just right. It could get chilly, so this fall coat is going to keep me nice and warm. But if it's a little bit warm, I can open it up and feel perfect, be at the perfect temperature in this fall coat. All right, that's it. That's it. I guess I'm going to pick fall as the word of the episode. No need to tell you which one or which form or anything. It's just fall. I'm falling today. I'm falling for you. I'm falling asleep. You can't stop me from falling all the time because I'm clumsy. Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you about a movie that I watched. I already told you about a movie that you should watch, The Fall, but this is another one, a new one on my list, going in order. We left off with Tuesday. I need to put in my mark to tell you that to tell myself that I told you about it, and now I will tell you about the movie Scream, which is not a new movie. This movie is almost 30 years old, but we watched it with my family. Mostly to get my niece to watch it because a few days later, we were going to go watch Scream 2, which I will tell you about later. But Scream 2 in the theater, fantastic experience. And we were like, well, you should probably watch the original Scream. And it's classic, and they all had a good time watching it because that movie is just an instant classic, and it sort of changed the world of horror in a certain way, and it started a whole crazy franchise. All right, that's it today. Thank you so much for checking out this show. I knew this was going to be a long episode. It's a long episode. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.